Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The silver screen comes to life on the stage of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra coming up Saturday night. This concert celebrates the works of John Williams. In studio to share on Williams and the upcoming performance is Monroe Symphony Orchestra conductor Clay Couturio. Clay, welcome.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be with you.
Glad to have you here, and good to see you. It's some of the most memorable of themes of blockbuster movies were created by John Williams. Share on your impression of his work when you think of the music becoming so synonymous with those films.
Well, for most of us that are interested in movies, John Williams has written the music in the soundtrack of our lives. I mean, we've grown up with him for most of us, and I'm excited to have this concert. He's written some of the, like you said, the most well-known themes for movies, and we'll be performing many of his works, including Superman, E.T., Star Wars, Jaws, Raiders of the Lost Ark, just to name a few.
Yeah. You know, composing a film score, what are the main differences of, you know, composing creatively, I guess, as opposed to the process of having a conductor or a composer working with a film score?
Well, for a film, of course, you have the actual footage, and it's edited down, and the music at many times has to line up at certain dramatic points. So as far as time is concerned, for a composer, they have to line that up, whereas without film, they don't have to worry about that. But any great composer can make it work either way, really.
In your mind, how does John Williams kind of capture that? You know, you talk about the dramatic elements and things like that working in a film score. I mean, there's, like we mentioned, the songs, the film scores, the themes that are so commonplace with those films that we see them in.
Well, you know, what's special about John Williams is he writes in a way, I'll give you an example, for example, of Star Wars. There are many themes for each character that is associated with each character, and that's really goes back to the time of Wagner. He did what's called leitmotifs and put special themes for each character, and John Williams has carried on that tradition. It's really remarkable.
And that's something I think, you know, we share, that really the work between he and the director of the film is something that, you know, we really don't see that often.
That's right, and of course everybody knows that John Williams worked with Steven Spielberg. It still does. I mean, he's done it for many years, and to have two great artists like that come together, two great talents, is quite remarkable.
And it is of note that John Williams, a birthday celebration.
That's right. This is our concert, of course, is tomorrow night at 7 p.m., but John Williams' 81st birthday is actually today.
And we talk about the length, the history of his work with those directors and creating some of the themes. Well, you're approaching, you mentioned the themes that'll be coming up tomorrow night. How do you take that, and do you stay true to what's there? Or, you know, are there any kind of feature sections or anything like that that you bring out in a performance like this?
Well, of course, most of this is music that people are really familiar with. So they know how this music goes.
Yeah.
So you really have to be sure that you play it correct. And I'm really thrilled to be doing it. I want to mention also that we have the Monroe Symphony Chorus, directed by Debbie Chandler, is going to be performing with us, because there are several works that he incorporated chorus into the orchestral score, including some in Star Wars, but also Saving Private Ryan, Hymn to the Fallen. It's very dramatic, you know, discussing the Greatest Generation. And many people know as well that John Williams wrote not only just for the silver screen, but he wrote for the Olympics. And so we're going to incorporate that into the program as well.
Should be an exciting evening coming up as we look forward to that tomorrow night. When we talk about the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, of course, the Monroe Symphony League stands by and supports the orchestra and bringing them here and keeping things going. Tell us about some of the developments going on coming up this year.
Well, of course, the league, the orchestra would not exist without the league. It's just a fact. And what they do to keep this organization going and their love of music, that's the way they support their love of music. And we truly thank them for all that they do. And one of the major things they do, two things really, they have the book fair that happens throughout the year, several times throughout the year. And then also the Marge Strickland Emerging Artist Competition, which we had last January, and the featured soloist will always performs the following season. So those are two things that the league does that we're truly grateful for.
Of course, the latest Emerging Artist competition just happening last month, so we'll look forward to to that
next season, exactly.
Yeah. Of course, this is coming up tomorrow evening. Now, the next performance of the Symphony Orchestra, is there one coming up later on towards April or May?
Yes, actually, March 23rd is the final performance of the season. And the program includes Beethoven Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral Symphony, which is very programmatic. And we'll have some more film music. Prokofiev wrote music for a film. It's Lieutenant Kijé. Mm-hmm. And the story behind that, and I'll tell you much more about that at the next Lanyap. And then we'll finish the season with the Borodin Polovetsian Dances, which is a familiar tune to everybody. And that's also going to be with the Monroe Symphony Chorus.
And again, Clay, we mentioned the tribute to John Williams, a celebration of his works, and again, a rundown of some of the familiar themes that folks will be able to enjoy tomorrow
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely. Well, I mentioned some before, but the selections from Star Wars, for those who really know about Star Wars, will have selections from all six different episodes. And so there'll be, of course, the main title, Yoda's theme, the Imperial March, Darth Vader's theme, of course, the throne room and end titles, and much more.
Should be a very interesting and a very memorable, as we all kind of remember those songs coming up tomorrow evening with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra and the Monroe Symphony Chorus. Clay, again, the performance time and the location for tomorrow night's concert.
Sure. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Jack Howard Theater, and tickets are still available. You can call the office at 812-6761. And there might be a special guest. Darth Vader just may show up.
Sounds good. Clay Couturio, the conductor of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, and the concert coming up tomorrow evening. Clay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room at kedm.org.